It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, as expected, Monday afternoon's crop progress crop condition ratings report did show a slight improvement as far as the crops were concerned. Of course, this report gives us an idea of what the previous week's weather's influence was on our grains, as well as where crop development stages are sitting. We'll talk about these numbers after this break.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The Risk Management Specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Monday afternoon's weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report did show an improvement as far as the crop was concerned, and it did bring in a little bit of negative news as far as the marketplace was concerned. Planting progress continues to advance as 93% of the nation's corn is now planted. That's equal to the five-year average. We continue to see states like Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee all lag behind their five-year average pace, but they are advancing. Of course, heavy rains are expected for that region, so it'll be interesting to see if we see any more advancement in corn planting this week. Crop condition ratings did improve by 1% to 69% good to excellent, which was expected by the trade. We did see Illinois' crop drop by 4%, as well as Nebraska's by 2%, but all other states saw an improvement, with Minnesota improving probably the most, up 7%, while we saw Ohio improve by 5%. As far as soybeans, 84% of the crop is now planted. That's a little bit less than expected by the trade. And we're looking at the first week of crop progress or crop condition ratings for soybeans. It came in at 67% good to excellent, which was right around where it expected by the trade. Overall, not that bad, as the states that are showing the worst conditions are Illinois at 59% good to excellent, and North Dakota, which is at 58% good to excellent. Ohio and South Dakota are both at 50% good to excellent. We did see cotton conditions drop severely this last week, down 12% to 49% good to excellent. While we're looking at some of the other crops, rice conditions dropped 2% to 75, and peanut conditions improved by 2% to 76. Over in the sunflower planting, 41% of the crop is now planted versus 36 average. Winter wheat conditions did see an improvement. They picked up the 2% that they lost last week, now rated at 52% good to excellent. We did see the crop in Illinois drop by 5% and Montana's drop by 2%, but the rest of the state saw some pretty good improvements. As far as spring wheat is concerned, planting is now at 95% complete. That's up 5% for the five-year average. And when you look at conditions, they improved 5% to 50% good to excellent. North Dakota seeing the biggest increase, up 11%. But we did see Montana and Washington and South Dakota all decline last week. Overall, this report is going to be a little bit negative to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.